I'm Tom Maloney with Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. It's Thursday, September 3rd, 2020. Stay tuned for the latest on IU selection for an international COVID-19 vaccine trial. The NCAA is planning for 600 furloughs in Indianapolis, and Democrats will select a new Whiting mayor within the next 30 days. But first, the Gary Common Council finalized a 10-year, $669,000 tax abatement for an affordable housing project downtown. But the council president warned that it won't help the city regain economic sustainability. Council President William Godwin said the abatement to Broadway Lofts developer MVAH shows how the city tends to give out more than it receives in exchange. Godwin also said the mixed-use property was poorly planned and that Gary's downtown area should be attracting retail and grocery stores before it builds more housing. MVAH officials disagreed with Godwin's assessment, and after nearly 2 hours of debate, the Gary Council also rejected a repeal of the Community Benefits Agreement law. It was approved by a previous administration, Karen Freeman Wilson's, to improve minority and local hiring on construction projects, foster job training, and compel developers to invest in affected neighborhoods. A Democratic Party city caucus will be held in Whiting within the next 30 days to select a new mayor. Joe Staher resigned, as he agreed to do as part of a plea agreement to federal tax fraud and wire fraud charges. The appointee by caucus would serve as the Whiting mayor until Stahura's term expires, a little over 3 years from now. Stahura had won re-election in 2019. The plea agreement document includes a five-page narrative of admissions that Stahura and his wife, Diane, made about 57 withdrawals from his campaign account between 2014 and 2019, spending it for their personal use in violation of state laws. Mental Health America of Northwest Indiana is getting some financial help from a major region bank to help contribute to the nonprofit's virtual services and programs. Centier Bank donated $41,000 to the agency. Anthony Contrucci, the bank's vice president of business development, said Centier has supported the efforts by MHA NWI for quite some time, but believes now is a particularly important time to show financial support to the organization. With the onset of the coronavirus pandemic, shelter-in-place restrictions affected the way that the nonprofit provided services and programs to its families. The agency went virtual in its visits and had to handle an increase in cases. State health officials are warning against social gatherings this Labor Day weekend. Health Commissioner Dr. Christina Bach said during the governor's news briefing yesterday that past COVID-19 case surges were experienced after the 4th of July and Memorial Day holidays. The Indiana University School of Medicine announced this morning that it has been selected to participate as part of an international COVID-19 vaccine trial. IU will recruit 1,500 trial participants to determine if the COVID-19 vaccine in development by pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca is both safe and effective. This would be the final stage needed for FDA approval of the drug. IU School of Medicine is one of 81 sites across the country that will host a trial for the AstraZeneca vaccine and the only one in Indiana. In sports, Chicago White Sox Jose Abreu puts a 16-game hitting streak on the line against the Royals tonight at 7:05 in Kansas City. On the hill for the Sox is Dylan Cease, while Danny Duffy gets the nod for the Royals. The Sox are in second place in the AL Central after dropping 2 of 3 to the Minnesota Twins. The Sox are 22-15, while the Royals are in last place at 14-23. The Cubs are going for the sweep today at 12:35 in Pittsburgh. Alec Mills starts for the Northsiders, and JT Brubaker will start for the Pirates. Chicago is in first place in the NL Central at 22-14. The Pirates are in last place at 10-24. The NCAA will furlough its entire Indianapolis-based staff of about 600 employees for 3 to 8 weeks in a cost-savings move. A memo obtained Wednesday by the Associated Press was sent by NCAA President Mark Emmert to the association's more than 1,200 member schools Wednesday. Starting September 21st through the end of January 2021, all national office staff will be subjected to a mandatory 3-week furlough. Some staff will be furloughed for up to 8 weeks. Looking at your Lakeshore weather forecast, tonight clear skies, a low near 51, wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Friday, sunny skies, a high near 77 with wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Friday night, mostly clear, a low near 55, gusts up to 15 miles an hour. Saturday, still breezy with sunny skies, a high near 81. Sunday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 80. And Labor Day, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 79. For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tom Maloney. This has been your Midday News Update. Thanks for watching, and don't forget to share.